Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are. We are in the perfect scenario to where more and more men are finally going to snap and take matters into their own hands, dealing with the women in their lives. Hey, reality is what it is. Now, this particular dish was prepared for us by Jay White, and it was published on the 2nd of September. Gentlemen, heads up, this is a particularly brutal HMT. A man has been charged in a bloodthirsty rampage at a Florida trailer park, accused of fatally bludgeoning his wife and stepson and raping a witness. Right off the bat, you know this is going to be a high score. Justin Jones was jailed Wednesday in Lake County, Florida, on charges of first-degree murder, sexual battery, and false imprisonment. According to an affidavit in the chilling case, Lake County Sheriff's deputies showed up at Thousand Trails RV Park in Claremont at around 2 p.m. after a woman caller said she'd witnessed a homicide and had been tied up and raped. Officers entering the blood-splattered home discovered two bodies later identified as Jones's wife, Sandra Guadino, and his stepson, Ty Finister. Jones was nabbed a short time later in the parking lot of a nearby Publix supermarket after a brief chase. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Detectives alleged Jones fatally hammered his wife Tuesday night, wrapped her body up in a trash bag, and stashed it under a mattress. Hours later, when his stepson returned home, Jones allegedly killed him with the mallet, then wrapped his head in a bag. Quote unquote, in 25 years of doing this, this is probably one of the worst, Lake County Sheriff's Lieutenant Fred Jones said of the carnage. The woman witness who told authorities she saw the fatal beating of Finister alleged that Jones tied her hands with duct tape and zip ties and began assaulting her for hours, and she finally escaped after asking to use the bathroom. The affidavit stated at the time of Jones' arrest, he confessed to the killings and the assault. Jones had been scheduled to make his first court appearance Thursday, but reportedly refused to go before a judge. He's being held without bond pending his arraignment September 27th. Gentlemen, here we are. The time has definitely come. Of course, there's no mention of why he decided to do this, so we're only left with the act. However, ladies, once again, you've been presented with the perfect scenario. But anyway, Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, a hammer, the horrible hammer. Gotta go with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. This is where it's gonna get real high. When you use the words bloodthirsty, rampage, carnage, one of the worst scenes you've seen in 25 years, then you add the psychological impact of the sexual assault victim. Yeah, I got to give psychological impact a score of 25. And for the brutality factor, come on now, the horrible hammer, blood splattered, two victims. Yeah, I'm going to give the brutality factor a score of 20. So Mr. Jones gets a score of 65. Gentlemen, we are in those times. With the economic situation as it is, with the fact that more women have been allowed to be just as mean, nasty, vicious towards men, it's only a matter of time before more men finally decide to just snap and let the true savage nature of themselves be unleashed. Hey, like I said, do I condone HMT? No. Am I going to condemn HMT? No. Because guess what? Whether people like it or not, this is simply nature in play. What more can be said? We've created a society to where men have absolutely damn near no outlets for mental problems. So what do you expect? Then you add the fact that women have been allowed to be as nasty as they want to be to men. Yeah, nothing like a ticking time bomb. Now, hopefully, since he confessed to what he did, maybe he will go into details. However, we all know standard operating procedure for the lamestream media is not going to allow him to tell his side of the story. It is what it is. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, once again, understand the power will eventually go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. And as I always say, when you push a man beyond his line, there will be nobody there but you and him. And the rage that's in that man's heart will be on full display. And guess what? Cage, box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.